We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, thanks for calling, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, how's things going?
It's going well so far. I mean, my passcode still works to get in, so I know I'm not fired.
There you go.
That's
always
right.
Good, Daddy.
That's right, man. How are you doing? I haven't talked to you in, it seems like, a decade, probably.
Yeah, things are great, man. Living out in California. I had enough of the snow.
Wow, good for you. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, working on this record. It's been touring a lot. So, been busy, but life is good, you know. I can't complain, man.
Now, are you calling from Pittsburgh?
I am.
That's funny. I am going there tomorrow.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, because that's where my family lives. And I visit them in the summertime. You know, we go down and take my daughter down there for the week and stuff.
Shit, you missed our show by one day.
I know, and then I'm going to miss it up here. You know, it just doesn't. I'll wave to the tour buses. You guys are driving by Route 80 or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
whichever one you're taking there. Yeah. Well, how's the tour going so far?
Everything's good, man. Yeah, last night was a blast. It was amazing. There was this, like, we were in Columbus, and there was just a feeling of party last night. It was hysterical. Like, this girl came to the show and just took her shirt off and was topless the entire show. I'm just like, what?
The entire show? Like, they didn't remove her or make her put her shirt back on?
Nope. She just hung out all show for all three bands, shirtless.
Nudist, like, rights.
Yeah,
nudist rights.
Yes. I was like, I said that in the mic. I'm like, ladies, if you want to take your shirts off, you have the freedom to take
right.
your shirts off. And then I'm like, this is crazy. She's not even nursing. What is she doing?
That's what you need. Yeah. You need some live nursing on stage with you guys.
yeah. Hungry babies.
That's right. You know, or a changing station or something. You know.
So, right. Yeah.
It was good to see. I just watched a video of Howard Jones getting on stage and doing the End of Heartache with you guys.
Yep.
Recently, and that looked like a great moment. That must have been. I know he's on the new album Atonement,
right?
But had you played live with him since he left the band?
So yeah, he's done a couple of guest performances with us.
Okay.
Mainly, you know, if he's like hanging around or like we play in a city he's in, or his band's playing the same show that we are, we'd be like, hey, you're at the show. You want to just do a song with us? I'm like, all right, cool.
That's awesome. That's great that he's still good with you guys and still gets up on stage. And
yeah, man, you know, I think it's kind of a good message to people, just being like, yo, there's no reason for drama between people. Just, like, you know, make the best of things and, you know, calm down. Life's not that hard, you know?
Right, right. Yeah. You guys are doing what you love. Let's, you know, let's have fun with it, you know?
Right, exactly.
So I know this was last summer for you guys, opening for Iron Maiden. I saw Maiden last night. They played up here at the Xfinity Center.
Oh, sweet.
I can't believe how amazing they still are.
Yeah, isn't that stage show great, too?
Oh, my God. The opener with Aces High and the giant Spitfire coming at you. Oh, my. And then and Bruce Dickinson, I hope I'm as agile as he is at his age. I don't even know how old he is. He's got to be near 60 or over 60.
Yeah, man. It's pretty incredible how he's still just got it. He's like the showman, you know? He's like, it's incredible. Like, I don't know how he must be, like, taking some kind of crazy pills or fucking fountain of youth shit. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I hope I can carry, you know, I hope I can pull off the leather pants like he did last night. Not pull them off. That's probably a bad way to say it. You know, but, you know, the older guys wearing the leather pants, and you're like, nah, but there's Bruce Dickinson up there looking like he's 30,
right,
you know,
right.
just doing the show. And that must have been an amazing experience for you guys, opening for Maiden.
God. Yeah,
like
course.
A clinic every night, right?
Yeah, well, it's just incredible to be out with a band of that stature, and then, you know, watching such a production, you know, like, it's just nuts to see how much goes into their show, you know? Like, a lot of stuff to it.
Oh, my God. It's just constant stage production, like changes in the stage and the background and everything.
Yeah. It's like metal theater. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And a side note to the leather pants, are you still rocking the hot pink fishnets these days?
No fishnets anymore. No. Okay. They're in the laundry right now.
Okay. No fishnets, no Daisy Dukes anymore?
No. I mainly use running gear now because I sweat so much.
Oh, excellent. Oh, so you've become more pragmatic in your stage wear.
Absolutely. The less I have to wash after the show, the better.
Right. Well,
I've actually got clothes hanging from the bus right now. So.
Yeah. Oh, it must smell amazing in there.
Oh, God. It's like the penguin tank at the aquarium.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a mix of seaweed and bong water.
Yeah, there you go. Right. You got it.
Well, let's talk about Atonement. It's coming out on the 16th, and there was, I don't know, I guess you could say there was some drama here. It took a little longer because Jesse had to have throat surgery in the middle.
Yeah.
So that must have been a really kind of a trying time because, I mean, it wasn't really guaranteed if he could come back and sing, right?
It was a bunch of stuff, man, throughout the record process. It just kept, you know, stalling us and kind of, you know, getting in the way. And obviously, yeah, that was one of them. And when we heard about it, of course, there was an element of fear because, you know, things can go wrong with any kind of surgery.
Yeah.
But, you know, we were assured that, you know, the doctor said that this is actually a very common surgery for singers. Very common procedure. This thing happens to a lot of singers. You know, I guess it was just going into it, getting it done, and it's a really good thing in the long run because, you know, I don't know if you knew, Jesse kind of struggled with his taking care of his throat for, like, pretty much his entire career thus far.
Yeah.
It was one of the main reasons he left the band to begin with back in 2001, 2002. You know, just couldn't stay healthy on the road. He would constantly be losing his voice. It was... a good thing to get it done, and now he's noticing it's a lot less work to take care of himself, and it's more of a consistent, healthy thing for him. So,
that's great. Yeah, I mean, watching the videos from on the road, you guys, he's obviously the surgery worked, and he sounds awesome. So
yeah, you can just kind of feel that he has a bit more confidence now. You know, it's cool.
I have to ask though, was there a point where there was some kind of plan if he couldn't come back?
No, not at all. I didn't really think about it. I was just going to be like, all right, it's cool. So
yeah,
I honestly never thought it wasn't going to work. So
awesome.
I don't know if that's just cockiness or sheer stupidity.
It's faith, but, man. You had faith. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go with that one.
Yeah. There you go. And then you got the legendary Chuck Billy, guesting on the album too. Now, how did that collaboration happen?
We've toured with Testament in the past. Mm-hmm. We love Testament. We love Chuck Billy's voice. He's got one of the best voices in metal, I think.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I guess we were talking about it one day on the tour bus. Like, you know, Chuck would sound awesome on this song. And, Joel brought it up. And we're like, yeah, we should maybe reach out and see if that would be a thing he wouldn't mind doing. And he said yes, and then the rest is history.
That's excellent. And can you talk a little bit about I Am Broken Too? Does it bother you when people ask you about songs, what they mean, stuff like that?
Not necessarily. It's the whole thing with that for me. I know if you nail down specifically what a song was written about or whom a song was written about, you know, a listener can kind of, you know, they maybe won't have that relationship with the song that they would have, they kind of could find their own, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you know, if somebody listens to a song in a specific phrase or if the chorus means something to them, and I think that's great. That's what we're going for. So when you kind of take the guesswork out and then, all of a sudden, you know, it's like, no, that's not what it's all about. It's about this, you know? So it takes that connection away. So I don't really talk too crazy about them, but that one's obvious. We're putting out a video. I think we say the number to the suicide prevention hotline. It's very much about, you know, coming to terms with depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, and how you need to talk about your problems instead of bottle up your problems. Because when you bottle things up, obviously they're just going to get worse, and nothing will be solved, and you have a, you know, you may lose yourself, you know,
right.
It's not really, you know, people need help, and it's not, you know, it's okay to ask for help, you know. It's not a good thing to bottle it all up.
It's tough to tell sometimes if somebody needs help.
You know,
because you look at someone like, Chris Cornell and Chester Bennington, you think these guys, they're doing great. You know, what could they be depressed about? But it's not really about what they're doing. It's something that's, you know, how their makeup is.
And, right. And they just bottled it up over the years, and then now they're gone. You know?
Yeah. Well, it's great that the video, you know, helps people reach out. That's excellent.
Yeah, you know, just you know, there's so many people out there, like even myself, I'm guilty of, like, being trying to be too macho to talk about things that I'm upset about. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's, you know, it's just a reminder, like, hey, if you're bummed about something, go talk to somebody, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. You don't have to go to a psychiatrist. It could be as simple as talking to a buddy or...
I know, exactly. I think the best psychiatry is having a beer with a good friend.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. You know? Yes.
Yeah.
But looking forward to hearing Atonement. And Adam D., thank you so much for taking the time today. Enjoy Pittsburgh. Get yourself a Permane Brothers sandwich. And
I was actually thinking about that.
Yeah, man. If you ask real nice, they'll ladle the cheese whiz on top of the on the
woo-hoo!
Sandwich. Yeah.
All right. I just need to get fatter.
Yeah, you just got to take a nap before you hit the stage tonight.
Right. Exactly.
All right, Adam. Hey, thanks a lot, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.